Okay, so great. Well, we're going to have just a little conversation, more in-depth conversation, getting into the weeds, if you will, as it relates to some of the successes in the state. As everybody knows, we kind of try to focus on four different areas: one being prayer, advocacy, legislation, and connection. We won't focus too much on legislation today for obvious reasons, but if we could even just talk through some of the successes in the states and how you all have really found some of the successes and challenges, actually. I want to make sure that we even just have an opportunity to discuss some of the challenges as it relates to prayer. As everyone knows, first and foremost, one of the most important things is for the legislators to be praying together regularly in the Capitol, and then also for the state director, if possible, to be able to either join that legislator prayer time, which sometimes the legislators want it legislators only, which is totally fine. That's how it is, obviously, at the federal level. Room 219, those members of Congress pray every week that is in session before they go into session, and it's legislators only. So some of the states are following that model. If that's the case, there's still opportunity to ask for either a room or, you know, a means for you all to lead prayer within the Capitol. And I know several of you are praying with legislators and are also praying in the Capitol. Abby, you're one, an example of that. Can you share how that has worked for you, how you have been able to, can you just give an update on the situation of your praying with legislators and also leading prayer within the Capitol?
Okay. It's been amazing to pray with them. I pray with them right before they go into the caucus, so they meet alone in the caucus. But a lot of times what happens is I hear issues that are on their hearts, even issues between, let's say, the House and the Senate, because different ones will call me into their office to talk with them on different issues. And so it becomes a great networking opportunity to even be showing up at the Capitol every Monday before they go in session. So I would say if you can do it, even if you have a small number, do it with whoever you can. Because it opens great doors as you're at the Capitol.
Is anyone having trouble either getting your legislators to pray or securing some type of a prayer room? I want to make sure that everybody's clear on even how to encourage the legislators to pray together or to encourage them to secure a prayer room. I mean, I don't want to assume that anybody and everybody's fully on board or understands that process. Is there anyone that has questions about that? I think, Mike, can you tell us how you were able to get that established in your state capitol? Because I know that that was not the case originally. It took some time to actually get that prayer room and to have the legislative prayer time and so forth. Can you just give the step-by-step process of what you did in order to get that prayer room and to encourage the legislators to start praying together?
Yeah. Of course, that was, wow, time really flies. That was back in 2012, and the prayer caucus chairman, who really had the vision and an initiative for the program, for the mission, really didn't know what to do. And he was too trafficked with other things, and we went ahead and had a call to prayer that very first year. That when he knew that was going on, and we had kept telling him, we kept trying to communicate with him, he really wasn't getting back. But when he knew we were going to have public into the Capitol, in the chambers, before the General Assembly that day, I think he felt prompted to use that as an opportunity to open the door to us. And, of course, once we did open that door, he was very congenial, easy to – he just said, we'll do this, we'll do this, we'll do this. Our chairman is not as active as the co-chairmen are today, but that did open the door to us that first year to use the room 316 for prayer, and it's been effective every year, and it has been building every year. The chairman does not meet with us. We led it for the first 2 years, two or three maybe, and then after that, this last year was different because we finally have co-chairmen that are much more proactive, and they just took it over, and we meet with them and pray with them. We join hands sometimes. We've sung songs before. Sometimes in the balcony, they'll come up and join us when the other party is out of in committee for some reason during the General Assembly. So it's been an active time praying with them. We've started every year the building a little bit more every year. I wish we could do a whole lot more. We have our challenges. But our main thing is this year we started also having a second meeting with the senators. The senators and representatives meet at different times. It was difficult to try to coordinate, and they have different mindsets. I don't know how to explain it. I won't say more formal, but a little more set. Almost, I don't know what it is. It's almost like pride, but it's not. I don't know what to say it is. So it's hard to get them to come together, but we started that this year and had two or three join at the most. Sometimes on, sometimes we'd always be there, though, and we sat more in the balcony. We got more recognition in the Senate this time, so we have to kind of be in both places. So prayer is going on there, and again, there's a lot of other public involved in that, and our visibility is picking up. Wouldn't you say, Bill?
Absolutely. It's amazing how we've. Some of the senators even, you know, have reached out to us and asked us to come and pray with them in their office, you know, and they even open up personally. And that's been a real advancement of our prayer caucus, of yours and my being there. What our presence has done there. You know what I'm saying?
Also, it's interesting. It's also kind of fun to say that we meet in room 316. We like that room because of the scriptural reference to it, and everybody that is in the prayer caucus recognizes that, and they enjoy that aspect of it too.
Very good. Thank you both. I know several of the states, you know, every state's a little bit different, but I guess what I want people to hear is that it's sometimes it takes the state director being very persistent and leading the charge until the legislators step up, because not all states have very strong leadership, or, you know, again, there's so much going on. They really need a state director there to emphasize the importance of praying for the legislators to pray together, but then also the state director continuing to cultivate prayer for them, the legislators. For instance, South Carolina, Senator Grooms is a strong prayer caucus chairman. He every week sends out reminders to all the legislators saying prayer caucus meeting, you know, be there, basically. And they have a strong turnout, and they're praying together. They're strategizing together. There's no state director there right now. Dave still, you know, engages as much as he can, but Senator Grooms is leading the charge. Mike and Bill in Kentucky, they had to continue to persevere. I mean, they were relentless in a sense as it relates to engaging those chairmen and getting a room in the Capitol and praying in the Capitol, inviting the legislators to come. So and then they're continually working with other prayer leaders in the state, and many of the states are doing this. I'm just using them as an example to coordinate efforts with other groups to keep these legislators in prayer, but also to pray for the state and the nation and so forth. So it's just a very like I said, focused and relentless effort to keep these guys in prayer, prayed for, and encouraged. Does anybody have any questions about the prayer on just a prayer room concept or praying with or for legislators?
This is Pam.
Yes, go ahead, Pam.
I would just say that people need to be very persistent in it, and for us, the key was always praying specifically daily for the people that hold the keys to the kingdom, so to speak, at the Capitol, whether it's the sergeant at arms or your department of management, whoever it is that opens the doors to giving you the rooms or giving you the permission. We found if we prayed, because they change sometimes every so many years, and praying for them by name every day and asking God to give us open doors with them, and then going in and meeting with the ones that that give permission to rooms and things, because it's not the legislators in our state. It's the sergeant at arms and different ones. And going in and meeting with them and praying with them and forging relationship. To me, relationship is the number one thing. Prayer for them, and then relationship opens doors. And that's how it's opened the doors at the Capitol in all the different places, and having a place for the community prayer every week during session, and then out of session that we pray every week there as well in different places. But also with the legislators and them getting a room, we had to help even in that. And so I think just to make sure that we're praying by name for the leaders and remember the staff under them and different ones are just as important, because they rule a lot at the Capitol. So that's been a big thing for us, is really, really making sure we get to know them.
Yes, that's another really good point. I found that the most successful state directors are in the Capitol regularly. Abby, how often are you in the Capitol? Abby, are you still there? I wonder if she had to drop. No, she's still on. Mike and Bill, how often are you in the Capitol?
We are there daily during session. When it's out of session, we are there every couple of weeks or so. But, yeah, we are there regularly. And that's important. That helps form the relationship with the legislators, even if it's just a face recognition thing. That's so important.
Very good. And Pam, how often, you said week, are you there?
During session I'm there almost every day, and then out of session we're there every week, all 52 weeks of the year. But we've even forged relationships with the cleaning crew. Because when there's Christian cleaning crews, we're able to talk to them about prayer assignments when they're going into every room in the Capitol and praying. Mm-hmm. And so we mm-hmm. get to know the cleaning crew, the janitors, the police. We go in and meet with the gatekeepers, the ones in the reception areas for the cabinet members. We pray with them. We pray with the staff. We pray with not just the legislators and leaders, but I've found that forging relationships and praying with the leaders all the way across in all the different spheres, including the document people that do the bill draftings and stuff. So we kind of saturate in every area, and it's amazing because there are key Christians that God has placed in the Capitol in strategic places, and so we get to know them, and that's actually been hugely helpful. They're the ones that make sure we get the tickets for the opening day of session, and you know, we got all these different, it's like the secret agents of the Lord, and they all kind of, we try to help them. Do you know this one? Do you know that one? So they can pray together at other times and get to know each other, and that's been like massive for us to help just the support staff know that somebody's down the hall and they're a Christian, go pray with them. So we've been helping that happen, and so that's been a big part of it.
Very good. Very good. And I know in some states they have teams, they organize teams to walk through and pray through the Capitol just quietly as a means to cover the Capitol in prayer and cover the legislators in prayer. So there's a variety of strategies. I just wanted to, for the purpose of this call, highlight some of the real successful ones. And there can, of course, we always encourage for states to connect and so forth. But that everything I think that was covered as it relates to Capitol prayer or praying with legislators and then also for the legislators was very helpful. If we could just quickly switch to, and we may just stay focused on prayer for this call because it really is the most important part, rather than going as much into advocacy or connection, because I know everyone has time constraints. But I wanted to cover too. As most of you know, when a prayer caucus launches, we do an initial call to prayer launch event, which is in the primary. It's usually in the state capitol. So up to this point, I've been the one that have coordinated those events, and that's a matter of, again, you know, we go into the state, we work. It's key to have somebody on the ground. So I've worked with several of the state directors when we were trying to pull off these launch events, but we contact as many churches and leaders and like-minded individuals within the state We have a whole process, an invitation process, we contact media, we do a variety of things. The executive cabinet, the judicial branch, as many, primarily Supreme Court justices, but we, try to pull together a very successful event of which many have had the governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, multiple legislators from both sides of the aisle, and then citizens from all over the state, anywhere from, 300 to 500 citizens filling the Capitol and media coverage and so forth. So that's something that we try to do when we launch a prayer caucus, and it's the signing of the call to prayer proclamation, which is an official, proclamation calling the state to prayer, and it's all hosted by the legislators. Now, that's something that we found is very effective, but it is even more effective when it is an annual event. It's not required, but it can be done in a variety of ways. It can be more of a public event, which Mike in Kentucky, Jenny in Iowa, Pam in Florida, there's been several that have continued to kind of keep that going, even though Pam didn't even have an initial event there. But we thank you for rolling with it. And then Mike in Kentucky, they had a little bit of a more kind of, it was in the governor's room, right? It was like the governor's.
It was a state room. It was just a room that was never used, that they swore on a stack of Bibles. We could never get all the old guard there said it could never be used. But it really is a very, very stately room. It was for show. It had a lot of antiques and things. But the governor, who is now on our side, said we could do it. And the new regime said, absolutely, why not? So let's go do it. To the chagrin of some of those who had put their foot down earlier, we had more people in there than we probably were allowed to have. But I don't know what allowed really means when you have a whole new leadership in play. So it was an excellent time.
Well, would you mind just sharing the step-by-step process as being someone that's on the ground in the state that didn't necessarily have a whole, you guys really led the charge as far as coordinating this ongoing event. And I believe you've done it annually. One was the first year was in the Capitol, in the Rotunda. This year you did in this room. Can you just talk about the process of what you did to get the legislators there and to get citizen support there?
Yes. This year was different because we did it in the state room, and this year was different because we had more active leadership from our co-chairman. And by having active co-chairmen, somebody you can actively communicate with freely. I mean, you can walk up to them, you can talk to them, you can catch them in the hallway. There's no put off because I'm too busy. We can talk with these people. I can call them at his house. And so with that in mind, the co-chairman's letter did go out to every one of the legislatures inviting them in. And, of course, they were halfway expecting. It was the first week they pretty much were expecting something like this. The fact it was in the state room was special. The letter memo to the legislators was so important. I sent something out as well. And to the public, we broadcasted a response, something to them. It was in the middle of the day. You can't just get everybody in the middle of the week, in the middle of the day there, but we probably had 50 or so plus, 75. I don't know, it was half and half public and legislators there. So we got a good crowd, and I think just the combination of broadcasting letter on our it was Infusionsoft. I wish we could talk about that sometime. And then having the co-chair write something or the chair write something and keep and follow up with it. We had to follow up with the people that were working the room itself. There was a lot of back and forth tug of war going on with that. We had to work with the governor's staff at that level just to make sure that was covered. And what else, Bill, did we do to make that thing happen?
Well, you pretty much said it all. It was a well-organized itinerary for that 45 minutes or whatever it was that we were in that room. It was really interesting. The room had a limit of 50 people, supposedly, and with all these original antiques in there, very valuable, I guess the local staff thought perhaps we were going to sit in them and break them or spill drinks on them or eat lunch on them or something. But it was a well-orchestrated worship service for the Lord in that room. It was amazing how God pulled that off.
Yeah, we had various pastors, a couple of pastors that prayed that were there too to mm-hmm. engage the pastoral side of our network. And then we had an official proclamation signing, a re-signing actually. It was time to do that. It was time for people to come back. And we may need to do that more often just to get membership more active. For people to
the interesting thing out. Too, you remember Mike, you had printed up a proclamation and gave it to some people. Tell them how you did that.
Well, that was after the fact. We copied the proclamation that was signed. There were three or four pages that were signed because you had more than signatures that could fit on one. We chose some and just went down to Office Depot and had them copied and bought some frames at Home Depot at Hobby Lobby next door and took it to them. They were very appreciative, to be able to present that to them and say, here, we would like to give you this. Several of them kind of wanted a copy of it. So I was able to give one to each one of the, I don't know who we gave it to. We gave one to the senators and one to the representatives, two or three.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So anyway, it was an effective thing to be able to hand to them to do that.
It was something else that they could put on their wall in their office, like they do all their other plaques that they have hanging in their office, things that are important. And this is something that we thought would be a nice thing to hang on their wall. It was well done. Mike did a great job in making sure that they were framed nicely and matted correctly, and it just looked very nice.
You got one.
Very good.
Yeah, I got one hanging in my office.
Very good. Well, I just wanted to point out that for states that are considering to do this, we will provide the proclamation, so just let us know what you're planning on doing. We're happy to provide media support if you want us to help contact media. We are happy to help with the database, and I know we briefly commented on our database. So we have a database of which we're planning on giving states access to. The contacts that are in your state are yours. They come in either through an event that we've had in your state or through your state page. So most new state directors, you do have a state page. It's going to be like KentuckyPrayerCaucus.com, FloridaPrayerCaucus.com. And so there's the web form there. Anybody who signs up on that page goes directly into your database. So those are individuals that are just waiting to hear from you all. And so that's just something to keep in mind we want to be sure to be communicating with these individuals as to what to pray for these legislators, what kind of Judeo-Christian heritage or religious liberty legislation is in the works, or any kind of activity of the prayer caucus that the network should get behind. This is a tool and a mechanism that is at your disposal, and so we look forward to being able to help with that more in the days ahead. We are almost complete with the transition, so we'll have that ready for y'all.
But are you speaking of the APCN tool that's on the on our phones or our pads or online mobile?
That's actually the app. And so that's different. That's primarily a platform for the members of the American Prayer Caucus Network, the legislators, and then all of you to know who's in the network. And so you can communicate to other state prayer caucus chairmen, other state directors. That's basically an app for just the network. This the database is more so the larger citizen network of individuals that have signed on, indicating that they are somehow in support of this mission in your state.
Is Infusionsoft working? Is it up? Or
Infusionsoft is actually going to be shut down as of tomorrow. Today.
Okay, today.
Yeah. Yeah, today. So we're transitioned to Nation Builder. Jess is almost finished with the State Director Nation Builder handbook, and once that's done, then we're talking about how to do trainings on that as well. But we're planning on providing more support for y'all, so that if you have something that you want to send out, you send it to us, and we'd send it out.
Can I do that? Maybe today. There was just something that we need to. I want. Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Please.
Summer, I have to drop off. I have an intercession set at the House of Prayer, so I've got to get set up for that. So I appreciate you guys, but I've got to drop off now.
Yeah. Thank you,
Thank
ma'am.
You so much, Pam.
Okay.
Appreciate your
time. God bless you guys. Okay.
God bless
Bye.
You.
Bye.
I'm looking at the Kentucky Prayer Caucus website page right now, and it is awesome. You've done a great job. You have the chairman's picture and a co-chairman's picture and how to donate and how to sign up and the call to prayer and media events with videos. It's awesome. It is really good thing.
Great. And Jess is the one that's doing those updates, so I can't take any credit, but I'm glad, I know you meant the CPCF. We're happy to hear that. And that is your page. Any changes that y'all want, just let us know. We'll make sure that that gets updated. That's, you know, we have a member list there, so any member list changes, let us know. We want to be sure to update it there in our database and then also on the app. But yes, that's your page for you, for the state. So, any donations that come in, it goes directly to your state. Any contacts that come in, it goes directly to your database. The In God We Trust as well. Anybody that goes to the In God We Trust campaign through your state page, those donations go to you as well. So,
okay.
Yes.
Awesome.
Well, good. I know we've already been on for 30 minutes. There's so much more to cover. There's Pray USA events. There's regional events. There's all kinds of things. There's even an advocacy. I was hoping to talk about Pastor's Breakfast and Pastor's Day at the Capitol and meet and greets and things that have happened, things that have worked well in the state as it relates to advocacy. And then even connection, talking about how to really connect with the legislators, how to connect with like-minded groups in the state, new member acquisition, network, the utilizing the network and so forth. But we can have more conversation around that. At a later date. I don't want to take too much more time today. But do you all feel like this?
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
About these meetings. Number one, I think it's very valuable to meet a little afterwards if we don't have the time during the regular meeting. But I was going to suggest that each of us submit a short list of whatever of our challenges. I mean, I like the reports. In fact, the reports are sometimes the answer to the challenge. But if we knew what the challenges were of each of us, I think then it would make more sense to answer them with the reports. I mean, I do. There's two components. One is it's always challenging for me, or it's encouraging to me to hear what people are doing that I'm not doing. And then I can consider whether we want to do that or not. But also, sometimes I just need to get a – I just need to know how people are handling this and this and this. Throwing it out. Maybe if before the next time we can kind of just submit a couple of bullets of things we'd like to discuss or just ask.
I think that's a great idea. Absolutely. And I don't mean to put the spotlight on Debbie, but Debbie, I know you've been kind of listening in. While we have this opportunity, do you have any quick questions, or are you good? Do you feel good about? I know you're just literally engaging, but I thought I'd just give you an opportunity to ask any questions while we have this moment.
I will have lots of questions, but right this minute I'm a little bit overwhelmed trying to find a place to put all of this, but I will be up and running. We just got back from vacation, and I've got a whole house full of people coming in from around the country today. So give me a few days, and I'll be able to focus completely, but I'm so greatly encouraged by the reports that I've heard. And I have through the State Republican Executive Committee, there are a lot of believers around the state that could be easily, quickly activated to do a lot of the things that you're talking about. So the wheels are turning, and how to actually implement all of that, those will be questions that will be forthcoming. But I'm very encouraged and excited about the future, and I'm grateful to be able to participate.
Well, great.
Debbie,
well, thank you again.
How do you spell your last name?
T as in Tom, E-R-R-Y.
Thank you. I thought for a minute it was Perry, and I thought, are you related? But okay, Perry.
No, but I know him. He's a great guy. But not related. No, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, wonderful. Well, again, thank you for taking this time. It's very, very helpful, I know, for new states, and just looking forward to having more dialogue amongst the states. And again, we can do it in a formal fashion, but also we do encourage you all to reach out to one another individually as often as you like. The app is APCN, so you would just download that app, and we'll, you know, you'll have ability to connect or have their contact information, or feel free to ask me or one of our team members. But thank you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day, and we'll be in touch soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
God bless you.
Hey, Summer.
God bless.